He's a dad. He's a designer. He's the guy who can make your house a home. And maybe make your husband a little handier.
No, you're not alone.
This is the Frank Fontana Show.
Because I'm going to make this place your home.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Frank Fontana. Happy New Year. First show back in 2018. Took a little time off to spend with the family, get re-energized for the new year, refocused. Dave Miranda, how are you?
Very good. It's the first show and the first Sunday of 2018.
First Sunday of 2018. And you know what, folks? It's going to be a short one. Damn you, Blackhawks. Since when do the Blackhawks play on Sunday?
I know, right?
Don't you know our show? Exactly. Our show is very important to Chicago. You know, because of that, we do have a brief version of what you usually get. Joining us in studio are the folks from Theater on the Lake. You ever hear of this place? It's like off Fullerton Ave by Lakeshore Drive. I'm sure you've seen it. It's been there for quite a while. It's an iconic venue. And John Wren, the president of Lakefront Hospitality Group, is here. The architects behind it, Tim O'Neill and Kaufman O'Neill here. Brothers? Is that correct?
In spirit only.
In spirit only. Working together in architecture and construction, huh?
Yeah.
That must go well.
It's a good time to be doing it, that's for sure.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you guys ever fight?
Do we fight?
We
said like brothers, right?
Brothers. Right.
So on occasion. Yeah. Yeah. But we keep it in the family.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, I would imagine that you don't agree on everything, right?
No, but we work it out.
You work it out. That must be fun. You guys ever like film it? Working in a high-pressure job like this?
I'd be afraid it'd be kind of like that scene in Wizard of Oz when suddenly the curtain pulls back and everybody's like, whoa!
Right. Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. And John, it's your baby, right? I mean, this is your world. Tell us about the history of the theater and what you're up to today.
We just recently refurbished, and in large part and large thanks due to the two gentlemen to my right here, Tim O'Neill and Jim Kaufman. They were the architects behind. We had the vision. They implemented the vision along with Mark DeMarsh, Jim McLaughlin, were our construction team. We just, you know, the key to any good project is having a great team. And
sure.
We're really blessed to have a great team. And now, as we operate the plan, Susan Nickel, Connor Kelly, and myself are kind of running the show, and we're great to have Cletus Friedman, who's a renowned
Are all
chef.
Those people family? You mentioned them like they're family.
They are now. We are.
Like your daughters and your sons.
We are the Lakefront Hospitality Group family, and it's really the only way to make something work. You know, I am a big believer in that.
Well, that building... was it always that, or what? Wasn't it vacant for a while?
It was vacant for a little bit as they did the Lakeshore Revetment Project. So for those unfamiliar with that, from Diversey until about halfway between Fullerton and North, they redid the whole shoreline there.
Yeah.
And they did a fantastic job. It's just a beautiful landscape now, just the kind of the front yard of the city right there for all of Lincoln Park.
Sure.
Or to the lake, I should say, and it's fantastic.
I used to run. That was my marker. I used to start like right... Michigan Ave, like right smack in the middle of the yep. lake, right before the pier, and run. That would be my marker. I'd be like, all right, I feel good. I hit the theater, and then I come back around, and I'd spent many a time just staring, and going, what is this place?
It's a fantastic place. It's a 19,000 square foot building, and Frank, most of the folks who come in for the first time or have revisited, hadn't been there in years, are shocked at the immense nature of the building, because it is a big building.
Yeah.
And so what we've done is we've divided into, it can be four rooms basically, or it can be one big contiguous room. So the architects here did a fantastic job with the design to making sure that it all felt like you're in the same place. And so right now on our southern end of the building, we have a 122 seat restaurant and bar, great food. As I said, Cletus Friedman is our executive chef who does a farm to table up west.
You brought some samples too.
We
here.
Did.
You got a burrata? What is this?
The burrata is fantastic. I'm going to let the architects talk a little bit
please.
About the burrata.
Yeah. Why don't you guys talk about the food? Let the architects talk about the food.
I think the architects would be better talking about the beer at the Amphitheater.
The beer, but, right.
Yeah. Food's fantastic. And actually, you know, working with Cletus Friedman as the chef was a pleasure right from the beginning. John had him in early. So we got to talk about what the entire experience was from the time you get dropped off at the theater, walking up. And then, you know, obviously the food, Cletus is the master of that.
It's beautiful. But, I mean, I just got to show folks watching at home. It's a chicken fried chicken. So is that with chicken fat? It's fried in chicken fat? Is that what that is?
I could not speak to that.
It's but beautiful.
It's healthy as can be, I'll tell you that. For
it
chicken,
looks
for
really healthy, I mean, really.
But it's delicious. People have absolutely loved it. It's moist. It's delicious.
What is that? That's amazing.
That is amazing.
It's a signature dish at Cletus's, and people come back and back for it. Our grand opening was November 16th, and we've already had some folks have been back four or five times just for the chicken fried chicken.
I can see why.
Yeah, but there's plenty of other great dishes as well. So
I'm sure. And so is it open as a restaurant 7 days a week?
It is. So 11 to 11. We have brunch on the weekends, lunch during the week, and obviously dinner every night. So it's great. And the key question a lot of people have is, well, where do you park? Because you're east of the lake.
Good question, because for those who don't know, this is located on the water side of Lakeshore Drive.
Yep.
Typically, the only place to park around there is like the North Street beach area, and then you walk. That's a long walk. What do you guys do for parking?
Exactly. So as part of the revetment project, they built a cul-de-sac or a circle turnabout drive there. So Fullerton runs in. As Fullerton runs east, it runs into this turnaround drive.
Yes.
So you have maybe a 100-foot walk into our building. So we have valet parking there always. It's free at lunch, and it makes it very simple to get to the building. And it is something that everybody asks. And the city did a great job. I should mention Mayor Emanuel and the city are a fantastic partner. It's Park District from Mike Kelly.
I was wondering, because I thought that was a government property.
It's a Park District building, and the Park District has been another great partner involved. Mike Kelly, the superintendent, has been as have the mayor, been big fans of the project, and they've given us a lot of support, and it's turned out great.
I mean, that's an insane piece of real estate. I mean, to get your fingers on that, how long have you been involved in the project?
It's a kind of a funny story. We've been involved for a while. So the original bid came out about 6 or 8 years ago, and they had to rebid it for a number of reasons, and so we kind of hung in there, and thankfully won the bid 3 different times, and finally it came to fruition. And like I said, the team that I outlined.
What year is that happened?
Just recently. So we were approved, I believe, a year ago, June. We had a contract and everything started in October. So the actual construction probably started in March-ish, April.
Yep.
And we really in short order, about 6 months, got the whole thing done, which was no small feat.
Do you come from the restaurant world?
We have Lizzie McNeil's right down the river here. Lizzie McNeil's Irish Pub, 400 North McClurg Court, for you keeping score at home.
Cha-ching, right?
But it's a great place right on the river. I think I have an affinity for the water because that place is right on the river next to the Sheraton Hotel. And now we're up by the lake.
It's one of the beauties of living in this great city, is having the waterways.
The Frank Fontana Show. It's not just home improvement. It's life improvement.
We're architects.
Yeah. I don't know if you can hear this at home, folks. There's a jamming song saying we're architects, and I know you guys want to steal that, right?
Yeah.
Tim and
Jim Kaufman.
Tim Kaufman. And so it's Tim
O'Neill. We're pretty interchangeable with what we do, though.
That's
so
good. That's why you guys look at me like crazy. I say, you brothers, you get along, and you're not brothers.
No, we're not brothers. No.
You just led me on.
They're brothers.
You just let me roll with that. I like that. I appreciate that. All right. So, gentlemen, you took on a big project.
Absolutely.
With
great opportunity.
A very high-profile project for you guys. Before we dig into it, we don't have too much time, but let's get a little bit of background on you guys, how you got into the world of architecture, and what have you done here in Chicago to help make the city even better?
Awesome. Love it. So Jim and I worked together at development companies doing a lot of condos, high-rise work for Related Midwest. Fantastic company. They're really kicking some rear end these days as well. But anyway,
there goes the phone. What a great show so far.
Worked on a ton of different projects and really kind of got our feet below us. And then as what happened to a lot of people, 2007 and 8 came along, and that tsunami.
And destroyed everybody.
Yeah, so especially that world. So Jim and I got together and said, hey, we got to put some food on the table, some of this good stuff. And we started our firm out of his living room up in Wilmette and have grown it from there.
I love that.
Yeah, it was great. And Jim's wife, Jenny, helped us get our first office by saying, it's time to get out of the living room.
My wife has been saying that. Maybe I should take cues.
So and then we've been building the firm from there on. It was pretty early on when John and I were standing around a block party having a couple cocktails, and he's telling me about the project and says, hey, is this something you guys could do? So, of course, I said, yes. And I'm like, hope we can do this. But
right.
No, in all seriousness, Jim's done a lot of historic work in the past. We've got some other historic projects that we've worked on, and we ride by the project on a regular basis. We're avid bike riders on the lakefront.
Sure.
You know, I think a lot of Chicagoans feel like they kind of own that building. They're part of it. They've seen it. Everybody's been to plays or something there. It's,
right.
It's part of the DNA of the city. And we took it, you know, really seriously, our responsibility there, both to John, the city, and, you know, we looked at, and John did too, that all of Chicago was a client on this one.
For sure. Big eyeballs on the project.
Big time.
I mean, so how many millions of people a year walk that path, you know?
It's crazy, you know.
From all over the country, all over the world.
You know, you talking about using it as your turnaround point for running. There was one morning I'm heading south, super windy, winds blaring out of the north, and I see Rahm Emanuel and the president of Mexico running up the path. Like, the two of them, eyes just streaming, like, you know, struggling to get up. And they turn around at Fullerton and head further south, which was fantastic. But so everybody uses it as a kind of reference point
sure.
in the city. So the fact that it was originally a sanitarium or health facility for kids that was raised with donations from Chicagoans through the Fresh Air Fund.
Yep.
It was just, you know, the history of the building is fantastic, especially with a lot of things that are going on in the world these days, to have a history like that. And then it was developed into a USO facility for a while before it became Theater on the Lake.
How much of that played into your current design? Did you take any cues from that, or you just said, I'm starting fresh?
Tons. I mean, you need to respect the building. It's a contributing resource in a landmark district, which means the building itself isn't landmark, but it's in a district. So you have to be attentive to the historic aspects of it. And then we really wanted it to feel like it was still an open-air pavilion. So the glass all the way around the outside, yeah, we enclosed it, but you can still see through. We wanted it to be a beacon, so it's lit from inside. So you go and by at night, and you can see the bar lit up.
The pictures look insane. I haven't been to, I'm a suburbanite now, so I haven't run past it in a little while, but...
Awesome.
The pictures look great, guys. You nailed it.
Well, thank you.
For the people who haven't seen it or haven't been in it, give us a quick description of what the interior decor looks like and what's the motif.
Well, so we really tried to keep what was there, and there's a lot of historic fabric and that aesthetic that we didn't want to destroy. We didn't want to change at all. I mean, it's such a great Chicago building. You know, a lot of engineering that went involved in it. It's very muscular but very finessed at the same time. You know, masonry columns and then these gorgeous metal trusses. They were built up out of smaller pieces. They had these old rivets in it. You know, we had to go back in and pop some of the rivets out and put stronger bolts in so it could support some of the weights it needed
for
to
pure do. Structural and functional.
Pure same. Structural. I mean, I think you've talked about it on your show before, how like one of the frustrating things with renovations is how much money needs to go into it that never gets seen.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So you want to talk about, I mean, this building was crazy with that. How many buildings are on the east side of Lakeshore Drive? Not very many.
Two.
So yeah, you know,
within 20 miles. Yeah.
So there's no gas out there. There's, you know, minimal electric. The water was challenged. So there's a ton of money that John and the team had to invest into just getting the building as close up to current standards as you could possibly
sure.
get in a building like that. But so there's tons of that that took a big chunk of the finishes budget, if
now,
you will.
Now, John, I'm going to throw that back to you. That's a huge undertaking. You know, I'm sure financially it mm-hmm. wasn't cheap.
No, we were able to find some investors, though, who believed in the project like we did. And like I said before, we assembled a great team all throughout, whether it was construction, design, investment. People believed in it. I mean, as Tim alluded to earlier, I think the whole city feels like that's kind of their building.
Yeah.
And one of the things that was really cool, and you'll appreciate from your construction and building background, is that our guys who were on the job all summer building the place, I don't think they've ever been on a site like this, because at some point we had to take down the construction fence, and people would just come right into the project. And the construction guys, I think, end up getting a kick out of it. And it was one of the first times a bunch of them told me that they've ever been thanked on the job. Like, so these,
wow.
whether it was tourists or Chicagoans riding by, you know, running by, walking by.
It's quite
by.
The opposite of a normal job.
Right, exactly. And people are coming and saying, thanks for doing this, thanks for doing this. It was really a neat feeling, you know.
Gents, I want to thank you. Great luck with the project. That's I mean, right. it looks gorgeous. You know, it's a part of history, and you just gave it another, 100 years, hopefully.
Yeah, we hope so. Thanks for having us, Frank.
Oh, my pleasure. Is there a website or social
yep.
media that
so
folks can?
TheaterOnTheLake.com, and it's TheaterOnTheLake.com, and the phone number 312-414-1313.
I didn't get the full feel of the interior, and as an interior design geek, I want to understand, like, what's on the walls? Like, what was the process like for you picking, you know, decor for a new iconic place like this?
So the interiors are all you know, real hard materials.
Yeah,
you got brick, and we introduced the glass. There's a wood deck above, and then you got all the steel. So it's all these hard materials, but with a lot of texture that's involved and some colors as well. So we didn't put a lot of new walls in, but we had to put in some operable partitions. So those we're really led by the function of them.
Well, you said it separates into four different rooms. Explain that a little bit.
So it's one giant space, right, as its original volume. And then we put in four movable partitions so they can open and close. Or sorry, three to divide it into four
spaces.
So if
you were to look at it, would it be like a big cross so it doesn't separate the rooms, split in the middle?
Four spaces north to south. So it's more longitudinal, rectangle with the long side going north-south.
Gotcha.
So there's like one pretty much in the middle. And then one below, or one north and one south of it. So four separate spaces going north to south, kind of stacked on top of each other. So theater's up to the north, so it's got its back facing to the north. And then there's two special event spaces as you're moving to the south. And then the bar-restaurant is on the south end, so we can take advantage of the city views and the views of the drop-off all year round.
So you haven't had a full summer open yet, have you?
No, we haven't. And I should mention it, as Tim just said, there's a new patio that these guys designed on the south end off the restaurant bar. It's fantastic. Beautiful skyline views.
You're going to kill it. Like, this is going to be a great summer for you.
We hope so.
If we could get the bitter chill out, prior to, and get a little early summer, it's going to be nice. I got to come down and visit.
Well, they killed it last summer at the air show, too, because they had a little stand out there. And
sure.
To be out there during the air show. I was out there on Friday during the warm-ups, the rehearsal, and it was fantastic. Even then, just having their food and their service out there was phenomenal.
We have a 3-acre parcel just south of the building that can accommodate up to 4,500 to 5,000 people for an event, for an outdoor festival or whatever. So we're going to be making.
Are you booked up for the season yet?
On Saturdays we're booked all from April through December.
Wow.
Fridays and Sundays starting to book up pretty good too. So right now we're organizing some outdoor activities, some festivals. We're working with some people on really utilizing that space.
That's awesome.